Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Special Barbed Wired Massacre Special. Yes, I am Trebuchet, saying the word special one too many times once again. I am alongside the one and only Chad Showtime. Schultz, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Look, if I'd been called special as many times as you have, I'm sure it'd come out of my mouth.
Yeah, I'm special. I know, I'm aware.
You're special.
And watching this match is going to prove that here. Yes. We got a Barbed Wire Massacre lined up here. Who do we got? Sabu.
Terry Funk.
The suicidal, homicidal, genocidal, death-defying Sabu in here.
Yeah.
And the ring ropes are barbed wire. That is the stipulation here.
Yes.
Okay.
To my knowledge, first time ever done in America.
Yeah, as far as I know.
This was a Japanese thing. Sabu, I'm sure, had been in them before. Did a lot of work in Japan. Yeah, this was definitely a match born to be wired.
Yes.
August 1997.
Yes.
Not on the WWE
Not
Network.
Not on the WWE Network.
We had a hell of a time finding this
thing. How are we watching this thing, Showtime?
ECW Bloodsport. Best of the bloodiest matches.
Yes.
On WWE home video. I had this DVD.
Yes.
You have this DVD.
Yes, we had to dig through my collection here, and we found it for you Trebuchites out there.
What year did you buy this DVD? Do you remember when you bought this?
I bought it right when it came out.
I bought it probably about a month after it was at Walmart. It was $20. Like, I need this.
No,
my parents were like, Chad, this is like MA. Like, what is it? Oh, this is really bloody matches. And like, all right.
Yeah, so we're going to start this up in three, in two, in one. There we go. It is now time for our main event. Terry Funk is your ECW champion, I believe.
Yes, this is for the title. We are in the ECW.
He won it at, I believe. He won it at Barely Legal?
Yes.
Like, this is shortly after the first ever ECW pay-per-view.
Yes, not long after.
We got Hat Guy in the front row. Some people are throwing shit already. I fucking, these fans.
Sabu running around already.
Like, this is a spectacle already. Like,
Fonzie's at ringside with the whistle. Man, that guy's teeth. I like the ref is wearing a long sleeve shirt. Not often seen.
Yeah, you don't
like
see that.
Barbed wire around the ring. I want to be wearing long sleeves. I'd be wearing gloves.
I'd be
personally
taped up, man. Yeah, fucking I'd be in a helmet, but that's for a whole other reason.
Is this the match? I forget the name of the ref, but I think Joey Styles like says the name of the, like, referring this bout with the poor bastard. Like, I think he said
that. Oh, is
that
line in there?
I think he said it a few times. I think he's in this match. That's Pommy. The poor bastard.
Yeah, I love that line. Joey Styles. Underrated, in my opinion, still. Like, I know he gets his due, like, now, but, like, still, like, to do as much as he did by himself.
By himself, no, is a testament. Match begins. Sabu immediately trapping Terry in the corner.
Funker's in the corner.
Terry.
How old do you think he is right now? 55?
He's pushing 60.
Pushing
60? At this point.
Still crazy as hell.
Yeah, I think he was 57.
Like, I don't know how they talked him into this.
He wrestled for 10 years after this.
No, I know he did, but like, just like, the hardcore style is just so like intense, man.
Yeah, both guys' faces, fist taped. We're just throwing jabs at this point. Obviously not gonna throw too many Irish whips at this point.
I'm just saying, because this is former NWA champion Terry Funk here, like, from the territories, man.
Yeah.
Not to say that those guys didn't have brutal matches at all, but
said
like,
with a drop, you think Terry Funk taking him down.
A wrestling move. Not really expected, but, you know, nobody really wants to be the first person to go ahead and dive into this barbed wire here.
Absolutely. Sabu wearing those, you know, the hammer pants, the, you know, big baggy pants. We'll see how that
works. No shirt! No shirt!
No shirt, that is ballsy. Sabu thrown into the ropes, stopped short. Does not crash into the barbed wire yet.
Lucky for him.
Do you remember the barbed wire match in the ECW video game?
In Anarchy Rules? Or in Hardcore Revolution?
Hardcore Revolution.
I do. I've
Sabu throws Terry in. Terry rolls under.
Under.
Still really no contact.
Terry showing that he's smart.
Still really no contact with the barbed wire.
Not trying to just eat some barbed wire. And yet he just goes right back in there into Sabu's boot. So I don't know how smart that was.
Yeah. Sabu half, like, camel, half clutch. Camel clutch. Speaking of camels, come to Hump Day Hilarity every Wednesday at
Yes,
Pub.
Absolutely. Hosted by yours truly. Featuring Showtime Schultz.
I'm sure,
almost
I'm
all
sure
the
I'll
time.
Be there.
Almost all the time.
There's Four Loko there. I'll
absolutely
be there.
But just looking at these two, it looks like this match is going to favor Sabu, because he's just got scars all over his body.
Yeah, at this point, Sabu is all torn up.
Which really...
It's all those
death matches. Oh, neckbreaker. But I did not like what they did with him in WWE, making him cover up all his scars with, like, tape and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really took away from his character, showing how extreme he was, especially when they relaunched the ECW brand.
Terry going for a pile driver.
That's an illegal move now in 2018, you guys.
You're not seeing many of those anymore. And if you are, they're doing a flip first.
How mad do you think this crowd would have been if they just ended the match right there? Yeah,
they'd have rioted.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, if any crowd was going to riot, it was going to be this Philly
Terry
crowd.
Funk hitting a very Jake Roberts DDT. Yeah. Just up and down. Terry Funk, not flashy style.
Oh.
Trying to put Sabu's head into it. Sabu grabs the rope, fist tape, not going to cut him.
Funk's putting the brakes on now.
Funk.
He's got his hands in there. He's getting close.
Close.
Sabu's chopping him down.
Him back. Terry Funk's head is very close.
Oh, he's getting real close. I may pass out for this Trebuchet, because I haven't seen this in years.
Trebuchet.
I used to be very bloodthirsty as a youth, but.
Ever the squeamish man. Oh. He may not make it through. I may have to do something.
Hurricane Rana. Oh!
Terry Funk kicks out of the Hurricane Rana, tosses Sabu's just arm first.
Just
into the,
slicing him.
Into the barbed wire. Immediately arm and chest into the barbed wire. And Sabu is bleeding.
Oh, buddy. That did not feel good. There is nothing pretty about that.
Part of Sabu's trunks are already caught in it. Bill Alfonso trying to unhook him.
Anybody that's ever dealt with barbed wire knows that stuff is nothing to fuck with. Like, it will cut you, and it is just unmerciful.
Oh, and now Sabu's
just raking his face across it.
Your forehead across the barbed wire. Writhing in pain.
Definitely wearing the crimson mask after that. This is just, this belongs in the best of the bloodiest brawls here, you
Absolutely.
Guys.
You can tell those are not blade cuts. He's not taking a razor blade. Those are uneven. He's already a mess.
Irish whip and just
back
eating
first
it.
Into the barbed wire.
That is pretty much the animation you would do in the video game right there.
Yeah, and then when you hit it, then just blood would shove somewhere on your body.
Yep. That game was interesting. It had, like, the blood trickle down in it.
Yeah, it has a lot of spots.
Yeah.
You could bleed from just about any part of your body, which I...
They had an Inferno match in that
thing. I wish they'd bring that back, where you could bleed out of just more than just your head in the game. Oh, no! Oh, no!
Crotch him up there! Okay.
Terry Funk crotches Sabu on the barbed wire.
Doing no favors to Sabu's wife. Or maybe he is. I don't know how good of a lover he is. I'm not assuming anything either way.
There will be no little Sabus running around Bombay, Michigan anytime soon.
Absolutely not. Oh, my gosh. Just his pants are cut off of him.
Sabu's trunks are all sliced. I can see he's wearing, you know, basically like athletic underwear under it.
They don't teach you that in wrestling school, how to just take fucking a bump on barbed wire on the crotch. They don't. Yeah. I don't believe that lesson's there.
Sabu
eating
again,
it again,
back first into the barbed wire.
Oh,
you can see him just pulling himself off of it. His skin just
dug in. Oh my god! Oh my god! That's a big one. That's gonna mean some big ones right there.
To explain it to anyone that's not watching, have you ever had something struck to a pan that you have to take a spatula to and it kind of pulls?
Who did that? That is
the image we're getting with Sabu's back on the barbed wire.
I mean, I've seen that happen before, but it was in, like, Looney Tunes, where just, like,
you got
a piece of flesh just pulled that far. It's not natural.
Terry Funk throws close
shots. They're cheering for Sabu here.
Sabu's down, and the fans are cheering.
Woo! Knife edge chop. Pants are all tore up. His arms are all tore up. His face is all
chopping
tore up.
Chopping the chest of Sabu.
Stay down.
Sabu, bloody face, bloody back. Pants are all sliced up.
Now, I will say this, Showtime. As a 33-year-old male, I have become more and more of the opinion of Jerry Lawler, where these guys are fucking barbarians, and these fans ask way too much of these guys right here.
There's definitely an argument to be had. Right now, we've got Terry Funk got Irish whipped into the ropes.
He's just tied him up. He pretty much just, like, wrapped his arm around
his
it.
His arm is stuck in. Terry Funk's arm is strapped to the barbed wire. Are fans throwing chairs or is
no, that's Bill Alfonso. Fonzie's doing that. There's I know a it's table
not,
set
not,
up out there.
Not unlike fans throwing chairs.
Have
Sabu,
a seat, Terry.
Sabu hitting Terry Funk in the back with a chair as his
no
arm
way to
is
treat
tied
a former NWA champion.
Oh, look at that. His shirt's all caught in it.
Man.
You gotta be real careful with his arms. You do not want to slice the veins in your arm.
No.
You'll die.
You will. Oh.
Sabu can barely make it to his feet, but it's still cracking Terry Funk.
Fighting his way up. You hit me with one of those. I'm going down, and I'm not fighting my way to my feet. That's just not going to happen.
Terry Funk leaning into the barbed wire. Sabu raking the forehead of Terry Funk. You can see. He's just rubbing it against it.
Oh.
Sabu has a piece of the barbed wire wrapped around his fist.
Oh, man.
Both men you can see on their taped fists are all bloody. Their fists are red.
Sabu's chasing somebody out of there. I don't know what kind of idiot would go in there.
Sabu is just stabbing him with a sharp piece of the barbed wire.
Terry Funk's resembling a tomato more than a man right now. Jesus.
He is cut wide open.
God. Doing his Passion of the Christ impression right now.
Ugh.
Man.
Again, just pounding him with that barbed wire wrapped fist. Sabu!
Oh!
Jumping off the
steel chair.
Off his chair with a leg drop to the back of Terry
All of
Funk
his body
as
weight.
He's against the barbed wire.
Coming Terry, across Terry Funk's back.
You can already see that the barbed wire that's wrapped around the ring post is starting to give. They've torn into it.
These, quote, people are cheering this. I use that term very loosely.
Sabu pins Terry Funk, kicks out at two.
Man.
Terry picking himself up. The t-shirt, the Funk U shirt Terry is wearing, all sliced up. Sabu is setting a chair in front of Terry in the corner. Off the chair.
Nobody home. Oh, my God.
Jump into Terry.
Oh, that hurt.
Sabu catches himself on the barbed wire.
On Sabu's
face.
Oh,
and he slices his arm. He gets his arm caught in the barbed wire. Terry rolling around in pain. Sabu appears to be in trouble. The ref is checking
out. He's looking
at his
face, man. He's like, this is clearly not good. Speaking of slicing your arm really bad, he just sliced his arm really bad. Really bad.
Good segue. I like it.
Yes, absolutely.
Whew. I think this is about the point where Sabu tells...
Fonzie just went looking for some tape.
Tells Fonzie, you know, I'm cut. You know, I need you to get some tape. Fonzie says, I don't have any tape.
And he goes,
work with me, Fonzie.
Work with me, Fonzie. Go get some. That's a big one.
Oh, he's sliced.
He
said in a shoot interview, he was sliced so deep it wasn't bleeding.
It's so
bad. It got past the veins and into the muscle.
There's people that have been stabbed with swords that have less fucking wounds on them.
People have died from much less.
Oh, and
Terry
he kicks
Funk
out.
Hitting Sabu. Sabu kicks out at two.
Now, any smart wrestler
just
bleeding that much
would
stay down.
Just eat the three.
These people had a good enough match.
Take the L. Count.
And just
count
fucking let it live on for what it is. Be like, look at all these stitches I got. You know, you have a good spot for the next
if you
show.
Look here, Sabu is taping his bicep together. He's putting the muscle back to the skin with athletic tape.
Good God.
Terry dragging him out of the corner. Got two chairs set up here. Going for a neck breaker.
Bam! Got it. Nailed it. Sabu's still taping his arm. Just unbelievable.
Terry looking beside himself. Sabu has to be panicked. You can't not go into shock when that happens.
The adrenaline's got to be pumping like crazy right now.
It's really keeping him conscious.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like the adrenaline high right here for doing this.
They're cutting away part of the barbed wire, it looks like. Some of it just fell.
I don't know if that got cut or if they just... And Sabu.
Sabu, like a house of fire, punches and kicks to Terry. Terry returns some punches
to
the mouth.
There's talking
right
some smack to him.
Right in the mush.
Old and crazy and just... Oh,
Sabu
your
with a
ECW
kick to the
champion.
Mouth. Well, he's on his
punch.
Back. Terry Funk returns some punches. This is stiff. These guys are throwing each other. Sabu slides under, just pushing past the cameramen. Those ringside photographers got to know to get out of the way.
People are standing. People are sitting. But the ECW, for the
Terry
most part,
Funk's
is quiet.
Terry Funk trying to slide out of the ring. And
they are just
they're
like
fighting,
watching
we're
this.
On
now,
the
they're,
outside.
Now they're firing up.
Sabu's entire arm has almost been taped up completely.
Fun fact about ECW, no protective mats on the floor.
Oh, no. We've got pavement.
That is not by mistake. That is a tradition in Extreme Championship Wrestling.
On the outside of the ring, Sabu's face just being grinded against the barbed wire. Terry Funk is bleeding badly out of the side of his head. It's not even the front of his forehead. It's off the side. He probably can't see out of his right eye. His right eye has been completely covered in blood.
I don't know how tetanus shots work, but I feel like these guys need like four of them after this.
Yeah,
like,
I would say so. Terry,
looking for
going for a figure four?
The toe hold at
Fonzie,
least. We at least had a toe
Fonzie
hold.
Hopping up on
ow,
the,
ow,
on the
ow,
apron.
Ow, ow, ow.
Dragging Ben Alfonso through the barbed wire into the ring.
He didn't think that one through. Because there's no easy way to get in there.
Of course not.
There's no easy way.
If you're not
that.
Crawling under, you're going to get hurt. Terry Funk
looking for a vertical suplex. Oh, no, we're not.
Oh.
No, we're not.
Landing Sabu right across the barbed wire.
He's just draped across.
Draped across.
Oh, that is not
Fonzie
a fun.
Fonzie chicken on Sabu.
Not a fun
Sabu's
hammock.
Sabu's stuck there.
Terry
you
Funk is wrapping a piece of barbed wire around his hand in the meantime here. Fonzie's begging him off. Oh, but he's going to get it too. He shouldn't be in there. This is a barbed wire massacre. If you go in there...
Terry Funk is just beating Bill Alfonso with that barbed wire tape fist.
Not for nothing. Fonzie has had some of the bloodiest brawls in ECW history ever. Mainly that one he had
with Beulah.
Saved his job, yeah. Oh, my God.
Bill Alfonso's shirt ripped off of him from the back.
Oh.
Terry Funk just raking his back with the barbed wire.
I bet he still has a scar from that.
I'm sure he does. Now, he's not done. He's going to do it again. He's doing it again.
Oh!
You can see the excruciating pain on Bill Alfonso's face.
Poor Fonzie. And I never say that. I am not a huge fan of Fonzie.
I always prefer Joel Gertner. Joel, it's hard to keep from hurting her Gertner.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. No humans should be doing this to each other, and people were celebrating this back
Bill,
in the day.
The 90s
were
Bill
a weird
Alfonso
time.
The face.
Kurt Cobain just died, everybody. We didn't know what was going on.
Fonzie rolls out under the ropes. Ropes, barbed wire.
Yeah, ropes.
There's no ropes. Terry Funk has wire cutters.
Yeah, Fonzie introduced them in here, I believe.
He's cutting off a big old strand of barbed wire, and what's he going to do with it?
He's gonna.
He's making.
He's manipulating it somehow. Oh, he's whipping him!
He's whipping him with it!
Whip it good! Oh! I bet you that's not what Devo meant when they sang that!
This is Devo mented.
Oh! Oh my God!
He's just hit. When it sticks to his skin, he's gotta rip it off!
Oh! God! This is not resembling a wrestling match. This is just resembling a slaughterhouse. Just one of the animals got into the machinery. That's what this resembles.
This is a snuff film. Bill Alfonso thrown onto a table on the outside. Terry Funk out there. I think at this point, Terry Funk is paying attention to Bill Alfonso because Sabu needs time to recover.
That's fair.
Like, Sabu's not in it right now, so he's got to go beat up Bill Alfonso. Just on the outside here. Fonzie's back bleeding. Table's beaten up. Sabu,
what is he doing?
What is Sabu doing?
He is just cutting something. He's cutting some more barbed wire because he hasn't had enough of it, apparently. Terry Funk's crawling over the top of that stuff.
Terry Funk back in the ring. Sabu is just cutting. Basically, the entrance side of the ring just cuts off most of
He just hit him with the
most
pliers.
Of the barbed wire.
Or the wire cutters, excuse me. Funk just slumped over.
Sabu is basically undoing all the barbed wire.
You'll never see another
wire.
Match like this.
No.
You'll never see another match where a guy's fucking clothes are just hanging off of him. Where you guys are just... RVD's in there. Just
beating
fucking beating
Terry
down.
Funk.
The crazy-ass Terry Funk.
RVD 420 says, I just smoked your ass.
WWE, this would be a fucking disqualification. ECW, this is the norm.
And there's really no barbed wire.
Referee's trying to talk him out of it. RVD's got some barbed wire gloves in there.
Yeah,
because
he's
a smart guy.
He's got the old coal miner's gloves. Good idea.
He may be a stoner, but he's no dummy.
There's basically no barbed wire keeping the men in the ring anymore. Like,
he's just wrapping Terry Funk
Sabu,
in barbed wire.
Sabu has cut the barbed wire apart, and RVD is wrapping Terry Funk up in a big old ball.
53. Fonzie's a bloody mess.
Fonzie's a bloody mess with his shirt hanging off of him. Why don't I just take it off?
Collar's a heart, Chad.
Fair. You're telling me. I'm wearing a button-down shirt right now. Collared shirt plus blind man, not easy. RVD showing off. He's got Terry Funk in a big old, basically like tumbleweed of barbed wire. Those fans of the ringside got to watch their eyes, too. They're going to get hit.
Yeah.
There's
been swarms of bees that have done less damage than this. I swear to God, man. Like,
we've got RVD has a barbed wire wrapped Terry Funk
on draped a table.
Across the table.
Oh!
Sabu with the leg drop.
From the ring apron, through the table, to the concrete floor, on top of barbed wire,
Tommy Dreamer's here.
Tommy Dreamer out smashing
here.
RVD in the face.
Lid to the RVD's face. Dreamer DDT to the trash can lid.
On the concrete floor. Terry Funk is fighting his way up. He's
a barbed wire tumbleweed. That's the best way to describe him.
No, he is.
He's all wrapped up.
He's more barbed wire than man right now. RVD is getting taken out of the arena by Tommy Dreamer.
Just carried out over his shoulder. Again, there's no barbed wire ropes left. All the barbed wire on the ring.
Now part of the Terry Funk ball. Kick out.
Terry Funk.
Why would you kick out?
With Sabu.
Why would you kick out ever?
All of the barbed wire on both of the far sides of the ring are just wrapped around Terry Funk.
Oh my God. Everybody in this arena is standing now. They finally had enough. Oh my God.
Sabu and Belafonso dragging Terry Funk onto the table. Terry Funk has to be almost unconscious from blood loss, pain. Every time he moves, he's just wrapping himself further in the barbed wire. Well, Sabu, what are you doing?
From one end to the other.
He's grabbing another big old ball of barbed wire.
That barbed wire he cut before? Oh yeah. He has ideas for that. Pulling it off the other ring apron because...
This is just meters of barbed wire.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's wrapping himself in the barbed wire. Hurting himself.
This man is crazy. This man is crazy.
He's hurting himself.
Running at him. There's a leg drop.
Sabu wraps the barbed wire around his legs. Hits Terry Funk with a leg drop.
Through the table.
These men are tangled. These men are wrapped up with each other.
I'm at a loss of words, and I never am. I never am. I have words for everything, but this is two humans. Screw that human centipede. Fucking barbed wire massacre fucking attaches two humans and the
Bill
damnedest fucking
Bill
way.
Alfonso is trying to get barbed wire from around Terry Funk's neck. There is barbed wire choking Terry Funk. It could separate his carotid artery. Terry Funk could very easily die right now.
Either one of these guys could have died in this match easily.
Bill Alfonso is cutting barbed wire to help save these men's lives. He's breaking character. He's not only Sabu at this point. He's saving Terry Funk's life. They're dragging each other into the ring because they cannot be separated.
Nope.
They are stuck together. You can tell this is hurting both of them.
Ow.
They're being ripped to shreds.
Oh my God. It's like, you ever want to wrestle a cactus? That's what this is like.
I think Terry Funk had done that a few times at this point. You know, cactus lost his ear.
Ah, there it is right by his throat right there.
Yeah, he is.
It is right by his throat right there.
These men are tangled in separate...
Cover. Kick out!
Terry Funk is kicking out. Terry Funk is a moment away from death. One wrong move away from death.
He's senile. He's just senile. He doesn't know what's going on right now.
But these men cannot be separate. They're all tangled together.
Like, what are you trying to... Ugh.
You can see...
Oh my gosh. Ow. Sabu's pulling it out of his hair. He's pretty much just fucking given up on his whole lower half of his body.
No, he's...
You know what I mean?
Because he wraps around his waist.
JBL always says, wrestle like you're in somebody else's body. This is that.
Sabu gets the win?
Was that the win?
Sabu gets the three. Terry Funk tried to kick out. I don't think Terry Funk wanted to lose. I think Terry Funk tried to kick out. Sabu would not let him up. To my understanding, Terry Funk was supposed to win this match.
Well...
Booked to win. This match ended to save his life. Terry Funk tried to kick out.
No, he definitely looked like he wanted to kick out. They literally still are trying to separate them. Yeah. That's not a work. These guys are stuck together.
Bill Alfonso is cutting these men apart with wire cutters. The ref is grabbing a pair too, I believe. Sabu is your new ECW heavyweight champion.
These men are human pincushions. These men are just fucking...
Terry Funk has to be unconscious. He has to be on instinct alone. He's not moving. But neither men are moving.
All three of these guys had to have blood transfusions, I'm sure. Like, fucking Fonzie included. Like, these guys are just fucking...
Fonzie's a little guy, too. He's not a big guy. He lost a lot of blood.
They're still not separated. They're still not separated.
They're getting a trainer. I think the ring crew's basically coming in to get them cut apart. We got some nice khakis there. 90s were great for pants.
We had hammer pants. No, khaki pants.
Yeah, Fonzie all cut up.
There's nurses out there.
Cutting them apart.
Doctors. Excuse me.
Fans giving this match the standing ovation it deserves. Tommy Dreamer comes out. Gloves on.
Get
his mentor out of there.
Yeah.
This
is just a spectacle.
This is a troubling
scene. Ladies and gentlemen, like, this is not on the WWE Network for this reason. For it is disturbing to people. People will lose sleep over this.
That shot of Bill Alfonso's back there. He's got a big old cut. Like, he's bleeding.
Yeah. No, like,
from a big old laceration.
Like if people have never seen a hardcore wrestling match before, I would not show them this one first.
This is not
something you show to a casual fan. This is something
you don't start him on this.
Yeah, this is
the you can tell the ring photographers are looking worried. They've got everybody and their brother in this ring trying to separate them, trying to keep the barbed wire off of Terry Funk's neck when they cut it out.
Sabu
might be free.
He's sitting up. Death's still in pain. Definitely still in pain.
Well, that's not going to change anytime soon. Sabu's saying my eyes. Yeah, you got to be careful. Those barbed wire strands are small. One of them moves the wrong way. That's in your eye. Your eye's gone. It's interesting you talk about Jerry Lawler's opinions of the fans, because you can tell the fans do not understand the gravity of the situation. These two men are life and limb on the line. They are in grave danger, and while the fans are showing appreciation, you can tell they don't get it.
Oh my God, he's still
just crawling away.
This is the winner of the match. The winner of the match, everybody, and that's Barbed Wire Massacre, everybody. Like. Watching the intro to this, Paul Heyman said he never booked it again.
Yeah. So it's interesting you call it the Barbed Wire Massacre. So this was like the Barbed Wire Death Match. They had him in Japan. The Barbed Wire Massacre, this match was not done again in a major promotion. I guess the Indies may have done it. The Barbed Wire Massacre was in TNA.
TNA. I know, I was going to bring that up if you did.
Yeah, TNA, Sabu versus
Abyss.
Versus Abyss was a Barbed Wire match.
Yeah.
TNA did a few of them. They were not nearly that violent. They were much more careful.
Mm-hmm. Still good matches.
Still fantastic, but very, very violent. But like, at no point did you feel like these men were going to die. I think that the match would have been bloody but much safer had they not wrapped each other up in the barbed wire.
Yeah, like, I feel like they were expecting for it to hurt, but then to be able to separate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't feel like they tried to.
They were basically, hey, did you ever have a metal slinky as a kid?
Yeah.
When you get that thing tangled up, you have to cut it apart.
Yeah.
You're never getting, just pulling it apart.
Nope. But yeah, fucking three claps for those guys. One, two, three. I'm fucking pretty speechless after that.
Look a little pale. Should we get some juice? Maybe a cookie too?
Yeah, I'll get
it. Did you figure out what those cookies were?
They were regular cookies, unfortunately.
God damn it.
Maybe next time.
Hashtag never lucky here at the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
No, but this has been fun. I can't wait to do more match commentaries with the Showtime here.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to keep doing them as long as these guys keep listening.
I think we make a pretty good team once again. WWE hire us.
Yes, we're available. We'll start in NXT. Yeah, I don't mind going back to wrestling school.
We can try to pass a drug test.
I'll try real hard.
On a positive note.
Yeah, there you go. But all right, guys. Look to the Undisputed Podcast for more. I am Trebuchet. He is Showtime.
Have a good night, everyone.
Trebuchet out.
Too dank.